We're joined by Craig Bolanos, a founding partner, chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness here in Illinois. Craig, thanks for joining us today. How do the kids get started in life economically?
Well, I think, you know, the summer job is just the single greatest way to teach the kids the value of saving and investing. And you know what's exciting? I've got two high school boys of my own. They're getting paid really well this summer. Both of them are going to be making over $10 an hour, and that's not unique to them. That's everywhere. And if we can get them to start investing that money properly, they're going to be on their path to a successful retirement.
During my childhood, it was, at the swimming pool, various jobs at the swimming pool. What's out there now these days?
Well, I mean, in terms of jobs, you know, there's so many jobs that are available to the kids, you know, internships, everything else. But I want to focus on something exciting, if I could, which is how do we get these teenagers and college-age kids to start securing a retirement today? And that begins with buying the right stocks in what I call the tax-free safety zone of the Roth IRA.
Tell us some more on that. What stocks do you like? We had a recommendation this week for small caps, but there's some big stocks that are doing very well.
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, when we get the kids that first summer job, what's fantastic is they've got to go get a basic bank account. There has to be somewhere to cash that check. And it's an opportunity to teach the kids about saving some of the money, not just spending all of it on electronics and meals and entertainment. But then the right kids are going to want to take it to a second level, and they're going to want to start investing. And I think, you know, to your point, you've talked about this on the radio so many times on the Noon Business Hour, that teenagers, just like their parents, should invest in what they know. And I think teenagers are naturally going to gravitate towards all things technology.
Well, you talk about spending money on video games, and just to key off of that, I remember, you know, friends of mine from high school who did have an interest in tech. Some of them did go the extra mile and began investing in Apple or Microsoft, and they were able to turn some of that summer jobs money into a nest egg that continued to pay benefits. But if let's say you are interested in the tech sector and you do like buying video games and things of that nature, and you want to start investing in tech companies, who do you kind of turn to as a mentor to help you make some of the right picks?
Well, I think, you know, one, if you're going to be a teenager or college age, you're going to have to get a little help from mom and dad to open up that investment account or Roth IRA. But then in terms of who are they going to turn to? Well, they're listening to us right now in the Noon Business Hour. They're going to check out our podcast, and they're going to say, hey, what do I actually invest in? Well, maybe they should even just target the so-called FANG stocks, right? We know what they are. It's the acronym for the Facebook, Amazon, you know, Apple, Netflix, and Alphabet, you know, Google's parent company. And there was a great article that was published the other day that said a teenager who invested $1,625 each year for the past four summers, that's a reasonable amount to invest. That $1,625 invested in FANG stocks over the last 4 years, it's now worth over $15,000. You want to motivate kids? Let's motivate them with that story. I don't know that it's going to repeat itself, but it's a great analogy as what can happen when we start investing young.
And that's that is something that can stay with them not only through high school, but through college and after college too.
Absolutely. And I think specifically, getting the money into that Roth IRA, getting money into the tax-free safety zone of the Roth IRA, that's really the education that's here. You know, I want them to have the money in the savings account. I want them to invest. But if we can invest it that way in an account that's going to be forever tax-free, I mean, what a glorious idea that really is.
Well, thank you very much for the insights, Craig Bolanos, who is the founding partner and chief executive officer of the Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Coming up, President Trump.